Dutt Pranam in Nirvana Street at my spiritual master.
May 5th, 2006, Miami.
Om Vishnu Vat, Ashoka Sashimad Bhakti Pragyan Kisho Goswami Maharaj. And same millions of Dandat Pranati in Nirvana Street of my Shikshya Guru. Yesterday, we begin our Srimad Bhagavat Katha. In the last, we explained Krishna is Advaya Gyan Parthatva. But many of you perhaps had not understand. So Tridandi Maharaj will speak softly and you should give a very good idea. What is Advaya Gyan Parthatva?
Om Adinath Mirandasya Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshu Unmulitam Jina Tasmani Shri Guru Namaha. I first of all offer millions and millions of Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pradaja Pachaja Asto Tarasarashi Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Maharaj Goswami. So Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak on Advaya Gyan Paratattva, the principle of Advaya Gyan. It means that Krishna is one and nothing in existence is separate from Krishna. This is the essence of this tattva. And there's the verse that we're discussing now, Vedanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam Brahmati, Paramatmati, Bhagavan, iti shabhyate. So when Ganeshji was writing for Vyasadev, he made a contract that Vyasadev would have to speak continuously, 18,000 verses. So Vyasadev immediately responded by saying, I will keep speaking the verses and you must keep writing as long as you understand everything that I'm saying. So when he came to this verse that Krishna is one, yet he's three, then immediately it becomes bewildering to some degree. So yesterday, Shamrani Didi, she described very beautifully the different analogies or the different examples. She described the example of a hill. We see a hill in the distance and we have an experience of that. We get closer and we can see the trees, we get closer again, and we can see the animals and wildlife, etc. So, Brahmati, Paramatmati, and Bhagavan. So the principle being that Brahmati is Krishna's effulgence. This effulgence actually are the qualities of Gyan and Vairagya. This is what makes up the Brahmajyoti. Krishna has six qualities, and these qualities of Brahma, of Gyan and Vairagya, constitutes Krishna's effulgence. So this is the Chit Shakti principle, and Krishna is the Ishtadeva of the Chit Shakti. And then the Paramatma feature, this is Sat and Chit, everything that is in existence, plus Chit, which is knowledge. So Chit and Sat. And then finally, Bhagavan, the repository of all qualities, the personal aspect, is Sat Chit Ananda. So these principles are explained in this way. So as Shamrani Didi was explaining yesterday, there are three challenges, you can say, to this concept that Srila Jiva Goswami presents, and one is that that there is a difference between in Krishna's eyes and his other limbs. So this is nullified by the fact that we understand that Krishna is his eyes, he can see with his legs, he can see with his hands, etc. And Gyani Yasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti, that all of Krishna's bodily limbs are simultaneously present in each of his limbs. This is difficult for a conditioned soul to understand, but this is the meaning of achintya, or inconceivable. So this, challenge, so to speak, is nullified by that.
Thank you.
Jai.
Can you tell something? What is Abhya Gyan Parsattva? You have not understood. From 3 days we are, 2 days we are repeating. Something what you have understood. Without Krishna, anyone has not independent existence. Only Krishna. Ram Nishing or Krishna. Krishna has come in the form of me. All the gopis and all the Brajavasis, they are from Krishna. Gopis are Ladini Shakti of Krishna, and all gopis are manifestation of Radhika, his Shakti, none different to Krishna. And this world has come from Maya, the Chaya of Chit Shakti, shadow. See, this is not independent. We are also not independent. We are dependent to the existence of Krishna. This is the main purpose. Brahma, Paramatma, also related to Krishna. His Padanakha Jyoti is Brahma. Our Sakshi, only one sheath, Sat and Chit, and that is Vikrita, not full. So everything depends on Krishna, and we have all come from Krishna. So this is Advaita Gyan Tattva. Krishna is Advaita Gyan Tattva. Now, when in the end of Dwapar, Maharshi Vedavyas, he was manifestant of Krishna. He divided Vedas, Vedic literature, into 4 parts. They were very hard to understand. For this, he made Brahma Sutra. But everyone cannot understand. To understand all these things, he made Purans, Upapurans, Sakha Purans. And in the last he made Pancham Ved, Mahabharata. And he distributed to his disciples. But really he was not happy. He was sitting in the Samaprasa ashram and thinking, what is lacking in me? That is, Atma is not prasanna, not satisfied. What is look for? But he could not decide. And in the meantime, fortunately, his guru, Devarshi Narad, came there. He did Sastam Dandvat Pranam to his Gurudev, gave him Padshausha. He washed the lotus feet of his Gurudev and he was satisfied and sitting. Then Narada Rishi asked, "You are like God. You have divided Vedas. You have taken the essence of all the Vedic literature, Sukti, that is Brahma Sutra. Even you explained it in Puran and Pancham Ved. But it seems you are not happy." Then he told Gurudev, "You are telling really. I am not satisfied. So you will have to see my nafs, pulse, and decide that why I am not satisfied. By doing so, you cannot judge why you are not satisfied. But realized guru, qualified guru can. No." And that is why time to time he reminds us. He rebukes also. But this is his kindness. If we are then correcting ourselves, okay, neto you will go to hell. So we should try to understand and follow the words of Gurudev. Vyas, Vyasdev, Vedavyas was very intelligent. So he told Gurudev, "I must follow you. You should point out where is my loop and home." And then he told, "You have done so many things, all Purans and everything. And then you have not decided Krishna Leela Katha as you have explained Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. You have given the importance of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and moksha. You have not explained sweet pastimes of Supreme Lord. Even you have not decided who is Supreme Lord. Have you decided? In Vishnu Puran, Vishnu, Narayan, you have established. In Shiva Puran, Shiva. In other Purans, Markandeya, and other Purans, Shakti. So, all people reading them, they become in confusion. They cannot decide who is our Supreme Lord or Abhishtadev. So, you should try to know who is he. Have you written that Krishna is Supreme Lord, he is Lord of Lords, Swayam Bhagavan? Have you written that he is satisfied by bhakti? Have you written there that though he is Supreme Lord, he is very powerful, but Mother Yashoda binded him? Have you written? Have written that Krishna sitting in the lotus feet of gopis and praying, na pareham nirvadda sanyujang, have you written? Then, have you written Gopi Geet, Bhramar Geet, Venu Geet, have you written? The Vira, the separation mood of Gopis, have you told anywhere? Then what you have done? So I don't know all these things. Oh, you should follow Bhakti Yoga. What is Bhakti Yoga? To surrender totally. You should surrender. And in trance you will see all the sweet persons of Krishna. From top to bottom. From Dwarka, from Braj Leela, Mathura, Dwarka, and all Leela you will. Then Nardrish went on. And Vyasadeva, he took Samadhi. Samadhi means, you know, I don't know you. I have totally surrendered you. And he was meditating. At once he saw Apashyat Purusham Purna Mayanyant Jada Apashaya. He saw Purna Purush. He saw Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar. He saw Mother Jasoda, Nand Baba, Sudam, Shruval, all. And especially Gopis, Srimati Radhika, Chandrauli and others. And he saw Rosh Panchadhyayi, what is written. He saw. And he also saw Bhramar Geet, Venu Geet and other things. And after that he went to Dwarka and he married with all the Gopis, Rukmani, Saptabhama and others. And then how he fought Mahabharata Yuddha and how his family was ruined and he was sitting there, Uddhav came and he gave Uddhav Sambad, which is written in Bhagavad, everything. And then Lokasya Ajanato. Jasamoito Jivat Manam Trigunatmakam. Paropi Monte Anartha Natantat Kitan Chapipati. We know all these things. We know that we are soul, part parcel of Krishna. We are Chetan Vastu. But why we are entangled in body? Always we think that I am this body. This is Krishna Maya. If you are doing really bhajan, that has been told before, Vasudeva Bhakti Prayojita Janate Asu Jnanam Vairagyamcha Ahetukam. Really, if anyone is chanting, he is doing a smaran of Krishna, and really he is doing Shuddha Bhakti, then Jnan and Vairagya, all kinds of knowledge will come automatically and detachment from material world. But why we go down? Why? We see this sannyasis of ISKCON. They are going down. We should try to escape from criticizing anyone Vaishnav, though he is so much. Don't do. always try to be Trinadapi Sunishena Tarurapi Sahishuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada. Don't think I know better than anyone. And thus go on going up. You should all try, we should try that this body is not myself, this is a bag of urine, stool and other things. I should do for Krishna. Whatever we do, if Guru is qualified to please him and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, then very soon you will realize and your bhakti will be advanced. So, Narada is telling about his past history to Vyasadeva. Gurudev must tell, it is better to tell his own history, how he advanced in Krishna consciousness, than epics, stories and other things. So, what he told? Oh, abhi hai nahi. Hello, karo. You can do. Namam Vishnu Pada. You want? So let him do. Forget to.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine.